This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When Congress gets back into session, which isn't going to be until after Labor Day, the daily legislative calendars in both chambers are going to be packed, mostly with how to reconcile their different spending bills, which ideally gets done by the end of September, and we are spared yet another government shutdown. But the reality is, despite the intensity and the rancor of this fight every single year, the actual chunk of federal spending being set by what's called the appropriations process is relatively small, and as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports from Washington, getting smaller.
Of the more than $6 trillion the federal government spends in a given year, there are two types, mandatory and discretionary. And that discretionary spending...
It's probably roughly in the neighborhood of a third, which a bit more than half is defense.
David Reich is a senior fellow at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
And a little bit less than half is everything else, which we call non-defense.
So what Congress is fighting over now is just one half of that one third of the federal budget, non-defense discretionary spending, including a lot of what we think of the government doing.
It's the National Weather Service. It's the air traffic control system. It's the IRS. It's the federal courts.
And all of these things are supposed to be included in 12 separate appropriations bills in each chamber, which come from...
the 12 different appropriations committees, both House and Senate, they're the same committees with the same jurisdictions, deciding how to spend our discretionary spending.
That's Laura Blessing, a senior fellow at Georgetown's Government Affairs Institute. I guess you can kind of think of the appropriations process like, I don't know, an orchestra. Congressional leadership is the conductor, and the various appropriations committees are the different sections of the orchestra. Strings, brass, woodwinds, percussion. Just imagine there are 12 sections, not four. Anyhow, ideally, they all work together to produce beautiful music. 12 spending bills passed by the September 30th deadline. But...
the formal federal appropriations process is broken. We have really diverged from both the timelines and the process and so many different aspects.
Blessing says Congress hasn't followed procedure to pass the 12 bills in the prescribed fashion in over a decade, much less get them done on time.
We have seen continuing resolutions, or CRs, used to be seen as a sign of failure. Now they're now seen as a sign of success, which is extraordinarily telling.
And adding to the intensity of this dysfunction, the portion of the budget being controlled by this process is shrinking. Maya McGinnis is president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
The discretionary portion of the budget has been being squeezed over time due to the aging of the population and high healthcare costs. So Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, they are all growing faster than the overall economy and the overall budget, and they're putting pressure on the other areas.
Politicians don't want to touch those popular programs, are often hesitant to limit the growth of defense spending. And then, of course, there's that other chunk of mandatory spending, interest on the national debt.
Right now, we spend more on interest payments than we do at the federal level for all spending on children, anyone under 18. That means we are spending more to finance the borrowing of the past than investing in the next generation in the future.
McGinnis says fiscal responsibility is important when it comes to the annual spending bills, but...
and perhaps politicians have something to still learn on the topic because they spend all their energy on really the smallest slices of the budget.
But it seems like the easiest slice for lawmakers to take a bite out of. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.